Okay. But it does have a distribution. Do we still have to set a value even if it's exempt? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If you said it's exempt.
And the thing is even if they're exempt, unless they're holding services every week there and on a continuous basis, they're still not hitting the Franciscan rule. And so here's his what I have for the sales letter for warehouses where he put it at 500. And this is a sales letter, and he put his value right there, and he signed it. So
understand.
Okay.
Well, what else are you doing at the property right now? What's the plan to use?
We do prayer meetings. We've had multiple fundraisers. We've done these three concert presentations to raise awareness and get started. Of course, we bought this during COVID, and it's been very difficult to get into the flow. But we've had the multiple open houses, and so basically, we've got big vision, you know, to go forward with this.
Sure.
But we're in the beginning stages of trying to get everything up and running. All the heaters work. Most of the airs work. We still got a couple that we're working on, that kind of thing. So we're just trying to get it completely usable. But at the same time, we are currently having these meetings.
Okay. It's up to you if you want to make a motion. It's up to you. It fits as long as it is being continually used, as she said. It have to be used. It has to be continually used. The property. And it makes sense, the COVID thing.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm going to make a motion that this be a exempt property, 2144, based on the documents presented, the 501c3 status.
Based on the information, which I'm going to believe you guys as taxpayers and members of this county, I'm going to believe that it is going to be continually used for this purpose and not for other purposes. And I understand the COVID thing. I'm going to second the motion. Understand that that is subject to change if you don't use the property for, and you, again, I'm going to advise you, please get legal counsel to understand what it is that you're required to continually do. Mm-hmm. It's called the Franciscan test, I believe it's a case.
Right.
But okay,
right.
So I want you to understand that. There's been a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you for coming in, gentlemen.
Okay.
So what do we decide?
We're going to decide to exempt it because of the ongoing activities. Okay. If that changes, then... Who's our next one? It's on the docket yesterday.
Yeah. Jerry, are you here representing a property?
Yes. I have Bramwell Hospitalities on the docket for 7/23/2021.
401.
Uh-huh.
I don't have. It must be back here.
I emailed the information.
All right, I've got it.
At about 8 o'clock this morning, so I do apologize. I sent it in quite late.
It's on page 5.
Okay, so this is what? Which hotel?
Branson Towers Hotel.
Okay. And does the assessor have any income information? Did you say you sent some stuff in late, or you just sent some stuff in?
I sent some stuff in previously, and then I sent a little more supplement emailed in this morning.
Did you send it to Wesley?
Yes.
Was it after 8 o'clock? Or?
A little bit after 8 o'clock, or right around 8 o'clock.
You said this is Branson Towers?
Branson Towers Hotel, Bramwell Hospitality. And I apologize, I'm no expert at doing this type of thing. A couple things is the exemption was removed on this property that it was appealed years ago for me by Russ Schenowork, and it was removed, it was lowered down then.
Do you know when that was? Did you come in front of VOE?
I didn't. Russ Shenowork did.
Okay. And I think that was probably before me. Probably about 2017 or before.
Yeah, and something just sitting here that dawned on me this morning is I have another property that I had went under contract last November to sell, and so I signed over to the buyers who closed on June 17th of this year to do it. But that hotel, I think the assessed valuation went up to $7.5 million or something to that effect. It was Angel Inn by the Strip. We sold it for between $2.8 and $2.9 million. On June 17th of this year,
I want to say that we've already heard Angel Inn.
There's three Angel Inns in Branson. So this would have been Angel Inn by the Strip.
Gotcha.
And there's Angel Inn Central.
Correct. I sold that one several years ago. And Angel Inn near IMAX, I sold that one several years ago.
So now, is Branson Towers for sale right now?
It is on the market for sale. It's not attracting much interest yet, but.
And you've got over 200 rooms.
Correct.
So it's a big one.
Okay.
The Angel Inn by the Strip that sold for $2.9 million is 344 rooms, of which 220 were rentable.
Keep going.
So, I mean, just to give a comparable, like I said, it was, I believe that one, and I apologize, I didn't even think to just sitting here to bring in that as evidence of fair market value of a
property.
How many
rooms did that Angel Inn have?
It has 344, but of 220 were actually rentable. But it sold for between 2.8 and 2.9.
Was the room rate at both Branson Towers and that one about the same, or they were different?
Branson Towers is probably
a little higher in.
10% or 20% higher. 10% higher, but because Branson Towers is indoor quarter, Angel Inn by the Strip was exterior.
Okay.
But Angel Inn by the Strip, the buyers actually didn't see a value in it continuing it as a hotel. They said they were going to make it into apartments.
Okay.
Just to show you the market value of hotel rooms in this town.
Right. Let me ask you, have you guys had any discussions at all?
No.
Okay. No, I apologize. I dropped the ball on calling in early, and that's my fault.
So,
well, and what were, and I'm sorry, tell me your name again, I apologize.
Jerry Emery.
Jerry?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Jerry, if what we've found, we've had a lot of reassessment of hotels and motels, okay, that we've had a ton of. On most of those hotels, if the person got with the assessor and basically did an income approach because of COVID and the down year, it has really brought their values down.
Today's email, I sent in those numbers to Wesley. I apologize, it's been hectic, and I missed things. I called in the last day I could call into the assessor's office. The phone line was always busy. I called in the next day. They said I had to go to BOE.
So what's your value? Yeah, it's just been crazy. What value are you asking for the – we have on this sheet $5,549,482.
I honestly don't know how to properly calculate a value.
Okay.
But it more than doubling from 2.25 million to 5.49, I thought was
kind of
absurd, especially when you see if you've just got the P&Ls. Last year, the hotel lost $239,000.
Can we see the P-Val on this, how long it's been at that?
And can I?
Sorry.
Have you guys seen the numbers?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Is it okay if I give her the numbers to look at?
I mean,
all right.
That's...
So you have 204 rooms?
Yes, 204 currently rentable. I mean, there's some uses offices or some in that 204,
but
some are suites. And
if somebody, when they built that motel, how many rooms did they expect to have? You said 300 or 200?
That one's 204. No, the other one that I sold
was... Okay, because we're also running into something where, as you said, rooms where there's 300 or more rooms... We're getting into kind of a white elephant sort of a deal here.
Because the expenses that it takes to run a hotel like that are...
Yeah, the electricity, yes.
Right, and so...
204, he said.
On your room rates on this, is it typically under $60, $70?
Often it'd be under $60. During the summer months, during the peak months, it's above $60.
Is it 70 or about? I mean, just ballpark.
My daughter does rates for us. It's anywhere from, say, 70 to 90 typically.
70 to 90, okay. So.
And that's summer.
It's a stick-built interior corridor. Right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me get the calculator and see where we're at. Okay.
And while she's calculating, I do have like to say thank you too for volunteering. I've been
in the role
on other organizations,
which
and you
is
get
nice
yelled
to be
at and blamed and everything, and you're not getting paid a cent. So thank you.
Just kind of a quick and dirty, based on
right.
23,000 for 204. I've got $4,692,000.
Okay.
I mean, if he wants to bring in his financials, but again, you know, this
just a quick and dirty calculation. You're dropping almost $100,000 in an income approach on this motel. So, what she's saying is, if you guys want to sit down, possibly we could either try to take it up this afternoon or on Tuesday. But I suspect she's not going to have time today unless somebody in her office can. But if you wanted to do it, then we could revisit it Tuesday.
I'm more than willing to talk to her. Like I said, my timing was the cause of me not getting her. Yeah. I called the last day and couldn't get through. And then the next time I called, they said, no, you got to go to BOE.
No, that's fine. And we understand. It's just because they were buried themselves.
Yes,
so.
I understand.
And just trying to be, you know, Board of Equalization and being consistent, we based on last year, we have been giving a 10% discount for COVID.
We have been if they don't give their numbers, but most of the time if they get their number, in other words, if it's just a straight valuation, I think we've been doing the 10%, and then they don't give the numbers.
So you're saying if we did the 5549 times 10%, that would give them a better deal? Or?
Well,
actually, the number you just calculated, the 4.6 would be better than the 10%.
Yeah, that's correct. That's what I'm...
So I'm willing to do, for the sake of expediency, I'm willing to do what she was just saying there, the 4.6.
Okay, why don't we let you guys...
If the collector, or what's
assessor.
Your...
Assessor. I'm the assessor.
I said collector, assessor.
Good old what's your face.
I mix up my county employees. It's been a long couple of weeks. What's your thought on this? Do you want to sit down with the numbers with him and
I
come back
I think it'd be
Tuesday?
Better to look at his numbers.
Okay.
So it's more fair because,
and
again,
we'll table
this till Tuesday. Yes. And if by chance something gets worked out, you won't have to come back here. You can just give her something that says, I agree.
Okay. Thank you all.
Fair enough.
Because the number I just gave you is based on him only getting $70 a night. I mean,
sure.
If he's consistently getting higher... And I just look at TripAdvisor, that's where we go.
The revenue number should be in the email you got.
Okay. Do you
mind if I take
15,
short
19,
recess? I hate to do it because we got some.
20.
Okay.
Folks, I'm sorry. I know you've been waiting, but we're going to take about a 5-minute recess.
Okay.
We'll get to you quick.
Hurry up, because I'm going to go call you. Are you going to this one over here?
I'm Mountain Dew.
I can.
That's where I'm going.